You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing. Okay, it's ready to go. We're live. We are back at the My Wife Hates Me podcast in My Wife Hates Me Hillsboro. Me and Bonnie. Go ahead, Bonnie. Let me hear you.
Hello.
A little bit louder.
Test.
Oh, okay. I was hitting the wrong button the whole time. Right here. I was just hitting the wrong button.
Oh,
it was
my
working
God.
The whole time.
Oh, Richard.
And I was going crazy.
Oh, my dear darling.
I'm getting so sick of the technical stuff in my life. Just...
I know, but I know I say this every podcast, but it's just, it really is mind-boggling to me that after all this time, you still, is it that complicated?
What? No, it's not complicated, but sometimes you just forget one or two little things. You miss, you know, you go, oh, I hit the wrong button. And you keep thinking in your head that's the right button. You don't realize you're hitting the wrong button. It's like a golf swing. When you're hitting a ball bad, and you don't know what you're doing wrong, but it's one little thing you're doing wrong. And until you fix that, you're not going to hit it good. You see what I'm saying?
Sure do.
So it was one little thing here. And then I looked, I go, oh, no wonder. And now I fixed it. And now we're moving ahead. We're moving forward in life. Do you get what I'm saying?
We got a lot to talk about. You wrote on the Oscars. We haven't talked about that yet.
We didn't talk about LA or any of that yet?
No, because I was still in LA last week. So we'd done... We did, they put on our show that we did, our live show.
Did people like it?
Yeah, I mean, but I think, you know, a lot of people had already heard it.
Well, we put our live show on for the people that don't have Sirius.
You got the gum all set now? Is it?
Huh?
You got your gum all set?
Yeah. We put the live show on for the people that don't have Sirius. So we put it on our podcast. Because everybody doesn't have Sirius Radio. So, you know, the people that don't
have
it.
Who are you telling this to? Are you telling it to me? Because I really don't give a shit. And if you're telling it to other people, they really don't give a shit. Like, who is this information for?
For the people that heard it on Sirius and they're going, why did they play it on their podcast? I'm telling them is because everybody listens to our podcast doesn't have Sirius. And we try to, you know, get our stuff out there.
Well,
to the masses and try to...
Aren't you lucky, listeners? You get some inside information today.
That's what I'm just telling you.
Oh, my God.
Why are you going, oh, my God?
Because you're already just, like, insane.
I'm not insane.
Oh, I got to get to the insanity of last night. Let's do the Oscars first or do your insanity from last night.
No, I don't want to do the
Although Oscars. I will say... let's go do last night because it's still so fresh. I will say this. I woke up this morning... feeling less right than I did last night.
Yeah.
And the only reason I feel less... Well, I'll tell what happened.
Go ahead. Sorry. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Come on. Let's go.
I know, but it's just hard because you're like...
I'm sorry.
You do one gross thing after the other and then you still want me to love you. You still think it's like completely fine.
Have I ever asked you to love me? Have I ever said, Bonnie, love me? Have I ever? So don't say I love you, but don't say I walk around asking you to love me. That's your own choice.
So you don't want me to love you?
No, it's up to you.
It's okay if I don't love you.
Well, if you don't love me, you don't love me. There's nothing I can do about it. I can't force somebody to love me.
Well, you can do a few little things.
Well,
you can eat with your mouth closed for once in your life.
Well, if that's a reason you don't love somebody or you love them.
No, it is. It's like when you live with someone for this long, you have to do a few little things to not be disgusting. Okay.
Talking to the mic.
No, I am talking into the mic. God damn it.
I'm looking at the green
light. I don't care. Stop looking at it.
Okay.
Focus.
I'm focused
on the podcast instead of just thinking of lists that you can make later.
What kind of list?
Dumb analogies.
What kind of list are you talking?
It's like golf. You do one thing wrong, you don't know what you're doing. Sometimes you just need to keep your head up. I was pressing the wrong button.
Yes, do I stick my teeth out like that? Is that how, you can make fun of me? Is that?
I don't know. I do your voice different every time because it's this thing. Okay, so
you're mumbling.
I don't give a shit.
People
Stop
are listening.
It.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
So I did. I was at the Stress Factory this weekend. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then on Sunday there was a what is it called?
A private
fundraiser,
event.
A private event, and so I headlined that too. And you were home on Sunday. You were like to me, "I'm gonna go with you." I said, "Great," you know. And then it felt to me, and I guess it's different to you. This is where I had a change of heart from last night. It felt to me yesterday like you were angling to get on the show. Stop looking at it, Rich. Move it. If you can't stop looking at it, you're not helping it. Oh my God.
Go ahead.
Oh,
okay,
God.
Go ahead.
He can't stop. What he's looking at is, I can't see it, but it's the computer, which means he's looking at the levels.
Yeah.
And he's OCDing out on it.
I just hope they can hear you. I don't want to go through a whole podcast where they can't hear you. Hello? Hello?
You know, if they can't hear me, I doubt it would make that much of a difference.
Hello? Okay, good. Mine's better. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, my God. You're so exhausted. Stop it. You touch one more button. I am leaving. You touch the wrong button. You can't get it to work. I've done it 250 times, but sometimes you...
All right, so go ahead. Tell your story. It's not a dumb story.
So you tried to get on the show.
I did.
Okay, right.
In your head. Say this is in your head.
Okay, so this is how I felt. This is what I really thought was happening. And not in a bad way. I just really thought you wanted to get on the show. It seemed like that to me. I made a joke at some point during the day that I said, I'll give you half of what I'm making for you to just go and me to stay home. And so we laughed about that.
No, we never laughed.
Yeah.
No,
it was like a funny little thing we did.
No, we did.
A bit. You were like,
I said no.
Trying to get more money.
You tell your side, then I'll go and
okay.
I'll tell mine.
All right. You're already getting so defensive. I'm giving you so much leeway here.
No, but you're giving false info in your story.
Okay, but I'm telling you from my perspective.
Okay.
And I granted you at the beginning of this story that this morning I woke up and I was like, okay. You know, I do see it from his perspective more.
Okay, go ahead. I'm going to listen.
All right.
I'm
so from my perspective, it seemed like you wanted to get on the show. It seemed like you wanted to do a lot of time. That's what it seemed like to me, that you were angling to do a lot of time. And so when we got to the club, you were like, went right away to Mark and said, I'm going to do half her time. And then I was like, oh, I don't want to follow him, you know. And so I suggested that instead of you doing half my time, you MC the show, and you were like fine with it. So then you did a great job MCing the show. But I felt like you had tried to get on the show, right? And did it, managed it, got on the show. The crowd was happy to see you, did a great job. But when I went to get paid, there was less in my paycheck. I said, hey, I was supposed to get X amount of money. And they go, oh, Rich told us to give him a certain amount, which made me very angry that you would go to the manager and tell them to take money out of my check to give to you.
Yeah.
And so then we started a fight, but you couldn't, you kept thinking it was about the money. It wasn't about the money. It was about the fact that A, that you would need to get the money.
I didn't need it.
And B, that you would... Yeah, you needed it enough that you went behind my back and talked to the manager to get money taken out of my check. And let me just ask you this. Do you really think there's a world in which the wife goes up to the guy and is like, listen, I'm going to need you to make my husband's check out for less? Nobody asked me. Not one person was like, hey, is this cool? And also, it's like a weird thing. It's embarrassing. It's like coming to the same house, the money. If you really needed the money, you could have just asked me in the car. Like, it's a weird thing. So this is how I saw it. I saw you tried to get on the show. You got on the show, and then you took some of my money.
Yeah. So then I thought you'd given me the benefit of the doubt this morning.
Well, then this morning I woke up and I thought, he doesn't see it as bullying his way onto the show. You don't see it that way. You see it as you were just coming down to the show and somehow you got finagled into emceeing. So you deserve the money.
Yes. Okay, so now can
but,
I...
But when you retold... Just as one more thing. When you retold it to me, your side of things last night, you... The money was always a part of it from the from even in the afternoon when you were like, we were going to split the time. You really were like doing it for the money, which is so weird. That's the part that's so weird to me.
No. Okay. Can I now can I?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Bonnie.
And I did an hour last night, which I didn't need you to help me do the time. Okay. Go ahead.
Bonnie worked there all weekend. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Sunday was a private event, separate, because she wasn't making as much on the private event as she did on the headline event.
When you come to think of it, is a little odd. It should have been more money.
Yes, because it was
That's
a private
Vinny.
Event.
That's Vinny.
You should have made more money. So I said to Bonnie, I said, well, one, I said, I'm going with you. I said, I'm going, I'll go just to hang out. Mm-hmm. She comes to tons of my gigs and hangs out, and it's right 20 minutes from her house on a Sunday night. I'll go hang out, get something to eat over at the Stress Factory. So then we were talking. She goes, I don't even want to do this. I don't want to do this. This is what she said. She doesn't remember. She
I
goes,
was No, I remember. I was tired.
She goes,
it was
I don't
Sunday.
Even want to do it.
I'd just gotten back from L.A., then went right into doing the shows the weekend.
All right, so let me finish. She said, I don't even want to do this. So I said to her, why don't we split the time? We'll split the time, and then we'll split the money. And she goes, I'll give you half the money. You do all the time, and I stay home.
Yeah.
That was her joke. I never laughed. I didn't think. I thought she was just. So I said, no, we'll split the time. And then the whole way there, I'm thinking, you know, we're going to split it. She doesn't want to do 45
minutes. You're excited
minutes.
About the money.
No, I'm not excited about the money. I'm not excited because I did very well this weekend. I'm not excited about the money. So in my head, because she didn't want to do the, it was a private event and it was going to be horrible to begin with, but it ended up being good, is that I would do like 20, she'd do 25. And she said, yes, this is what she said. Now it's all coming back to me even more. When we talked about this at home, she goes, but I have to go on after you. Do you remember those words that came out
well,
of
your... Well, no, I wasn't saying like I'd have to go on after you.
Because you're the headliner.
It was because I was hired as the headliner.
Yeah,
it
so
wasn't
that means
an ego
we already
thing.
Did... So that means... No, you're right. So that okay. means we did discuss splitting the time.
Right. I thought... Okay, right. But I always thought that you were just really wanted to do some time.
Well, no.
And it had nothing to do with... I didn't know there was going to be a hole in my check.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not going to... Well, here's why. Okay, and here's one of the reasons.
Who takes money?
Can I finish? Can I finish?
Oh, my God.
Now, okay, so we
it's
already...
So crazy.
It already came to the conclusion. It already came to the conclusion that we were splitting the time so Bonnie wouldn't have to do so much time at a private event that she didn't want to do because she was tired.
Well, you don't
so
have to keep there. Repeating everything.
Okay,
you
so let me get back.
Keep repeating everything over and over
All
and
right,
over. They
so,
get it. They get the scenario.
Well, the scenario is when you were talking that it was a joke, but then I remember you saying, but I got to go last. So we did come to the conclusion, we'll split the time.
Yeah, no, I okay. yes, that you were going to do some time, sure.
So then I got there. So and already
I said
in the
that
back,
in my version.
All right, already in the back of my head, I think I'm getting half the money because she said that earlier, you'll get half the money. So now I get to the club and I didn't bully. I said to the manager, I said, would it be okay if Bonnie and I split the time, you know, we'll deal with the money. We'll split the time. This way I can go on and the people will see both of us. You know, we'll split the
really,
time.
Really, that's what you said?
Yeah, mm-hmm. they'll get to see both
no,
of us.
No, you didn't say, oh, and the people will get to see a legend.
I didn't say that. I swear to God, I said they get to see two celebrities.
Oh, my God.
So he goes, yeah, go ahead, if, you know. So I said, to Bonnie... the manager said, yes, it's okay. And then I go in the back room and Bonnie goes, well, I don't want to go on right after you. Not that she can. She easily can.
Well, there was talk about you emceeing.
No, there was never any
talk
about
it. That was when I was in there. Yes, somebody said something about you emceeing.
I wasn't there.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I wasn't in there when they said. So now when I get into the room, I go, yeah, they said we could split the time. already in my head, we're splitting the money. Okay, it wasn't a lot. It's just I like, so then Bonnie says, well, why don't you host? Now I have to host. I go, okay.
You don't have to. I go, you didn't okay. have to.
No, I said, yes, okay, because I didn't want to.
You like hosting. It never felt like you were being like, oh, guys.
Oh, no, I like hosting.
No, you were completely 100% yes. like, yeah, sounds good. Yes,
because
yes.
I'm gonna make the show better as a host because I got way more material than the other host where I can keep coming back and whatever. Not saying anything against the other guy. He's a good comic, you know, but I'm better. Obviously. So I host it. Then we go get paid. And Bonnie gets all mad that I'm getting half now. But that's what the plan.
It's not that. It's
I would never host for free.
Wasn't mad. I thought it was a crazy thing to do.
Well, here's
is
why.
To go get the money out of my check and have the guy give it to you.
Well,
a,
I like
it
to
was
get paid
embarrassing.
I like to
and
get paid
B,
in cash.
Yeah, just, I mean, it's I, you don't see. You,
I know
I conceded a lot, so that's fine.
I couldn't know.
I don't
let me
get,
explain. I've been in this business so long. After I do a show somewhere, I love walking away with a little cash. I feel like...
Oh, I love money. Bonnie, don't be mad at
me. No, I
don't love money.
I'm just sick of, you know, like I don't
I
trust
it.
Club owners.
I love it
I don't
so
trust club
much.
Owners
so
and
adorable.
My wife. So I like, you know, hey, I do a gig, they give me some cash.
I love
so I like
cash.
That. Okay, so anyhow, it was kind of a misagreement on both, I mean, misunderstanding on both of our behalves. It was a little weird for me to say, give me cash, you know, but I didn't bully my wife.
It was weird to say, hey,
no, I didn't bully
some money out of my wife's that we, I know
well, you
we
would have done
together.
It anyhow.
We're not letting people know that we're separated. We're legally separated. So if you could just give me the money, okay, that'd be great. No, it's like it's a bizarre thing. The guy, when I was like, you got my money? And the guy was like,
it's my money because we split it.
But would any, but, I mean, I do think that's like, I always say, like, I never really felt sexism. That felt like sexism to me, that the men would go and arrange to take money out of my check without anyone asking me or saying, is this cool?
Do you know the government, I got part of my check from the Oscars, half of it taken out. Half.
Yeah.
Half.
So you get another check, though, right?
Yeah. Small, but they take half of it out.
They take half an hour.
I told you, see, with federal
anymore.
Taxes, they don't mess around, the feds.
But the thing about this country, you don't get anything out of it.
You get...
Well, you don't get health care. You don't get... If you're going to get that much taxes taken out, you're supposed to get something back.
They fucking took half of it.
Yeah,
you
that's
saw
what I'm
the
saying.
Check.
Well, you get half taken out in Canada, but you get free health care and you get like a lot of like social benefits.
You're not going to cry, are you?
Yes. Well, I still don't want Bernie Sanders.
I what did I stand to say? I believe in socialism only if like there's a fat guy eating food and a skinny guy goes and takes half of his food. You know, then I believe in that type of socialism. Because
oh my God, that is like
that's not mean. It helps.
No,
it helps
the
everybody.
Worst joke ever.
It's not a joke.
It is a joke.
No, it isn't.
Yeah,
because
nobody's going to walk over to a fat guy and take his dumb food.
It's not a joke. I'm just saying.
That
I'm just
it's
as
the
a
worst.
Comparison.
No,
example.
It's
as an
no,
example.
It doesn't make any sense. There's no example. What is it supposed to mean then?
It means it helps out both people.
If you're saying the fat person is rich? Is
no,
that
I'm
what
saying
you're
the
saying?
Fat person doesn't need that much food.
You're really talking about food right now?
Yeah.
You're really talking about people going and getting food from fat people.
Yes.
You make no sense. You're
you
the worst.
About? That's an example. That's all.
An example of what, though? Like, what are you trying to say?
That's where socialism will work. Where
with food.
In that aspect, yeah. Because this way, the fat person doesn't eat as much, and then the skinny person gets to eat.
I'm going to give you a new IQ test that you can't possibly.
What?
Have a 141 IQ.
That, why not?
You know, I always used to defend you. I'd be like, yes,
why?
He does. Yes,
why,
he does.
Why, do you say that's a bad analogy?
You're telling me it's not even an analogy. You're saying, yes, this is the kind of socialism. I think we should go
well,
into people's houses. If
no,
they're
I didn't
fat
say go
and
in
they have
house.
Food and you're
say
skinny, you can go and get some of their food.
I didn't say going in their house.
Well, you what? Know, just if they're sitting on a park bench?
If you see them eating somewhere and you go snatch after whatever. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? You should have like, stuck with the first part that it was a joke.
It wasn't a joke. I never said it was a joke.
No, I know. No, that's the
there's
problem.
There's nothing funny about it.
Yeah, I give you that, but it also doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make sense?
As a dramatic statement, it also doesn't work.
Yes. Do you see what I'm saying?
No, I really don't.
Well, that's what socialism is, taking from the rich and giving to the poor, basically.
Yes. Yes.
So taking from
but
the fat, giving to the skinny.
But you said this is not an analogy. You were like, no, this is a real thing that I want to do.
No, I didn't say I want to do. I say this is how it would work.
So you think if Bernie Sanders gets elected, then people will just, skinny people will just be able to take food from fat people?
No. Well, indirectly, yeah, they do. That's how it'll work. And poor will take from the rich and whatever. Yeah, that's what socialism is. Yeah, it's making sense. It's an analogy.
If you didn't know what socialism was before this, please don't take this as...
What is socialism to you?
Socialism is helping out your community. Yes.
It's taking from you and giving to them.
It's everyone coming together to help the community, to help everyone in the community.
It's not to help the community.
It is.
It's not to help. It's to help. It's for, it's basically Robin Hood. It's Robin Hood.
There's no, nobody in the world would ever describe socialism as, well, there's a fat guy and then, oh, so that's an analogy. No, no, that's really, that really is. You could take food from a fat guy.
I didn't say you could do it. I didn't say that's what he's, I didn't say that was his platform. He's not going to run.
If you're a non-smoker, you can take cigarettes from a smoker. That's socialism.
Basically.
No, it's not. Mm-hmm. You're dumb.
No. You're dumb. Very smart.
Sandy, they're doing political talk. They're both the dumbest people I've ever heard. Get it. You gotta listen to. He's trying to explain socialism by using a fat person. It's ridiculous. I can't do. I don't know how he talks anymore. I lost the.
Yeah, no, you're good. Well, we were both in L.A. for so long. 10 days. I gained so much weight. I've got a diet now. I mean, I got fatter there. I must have gained about 10 pounds easily. I saw myself sitting down. I go, I got to lose weight now. You gain it, you lose it. You gain it, you lose it. Socialism. You know, because I'm there 10 days and I ate out every meal. I mean, I didn't have a kitchen. I couldn't cook. I'm in a hotel for 10 days eating out every meal. Okay.
I don't like when you say eating out. I don't know. Are you doing it on purpose?
No, I ate out every meal. What are you saying? I ate out every meal. 10 days.
You could not stop talking about Vanessa.
Oh, yeah. I liked her. She was nice. She was my only friend. She's the only writer I hung out with.
Oh, my God. I feel bad for her.
No, I didn't talk about her that much.
She's like this every time you walked in. Oh, shit. Here comes Rich.
I didn't hang out with, I mean, there was a couple writers, you know, there was the writers that lived in L.A. And he's the only one I really hung out with, unless we were all going to, you know, see Chris perform and try to come up with material.
That was cool. When I got to go to the store and watch with the writers, I watched Chris perform twice. That was pretty cool. Well, I don't know, felt special.
We were walking around like we owned L.A. that week.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
I didn't walk around with that attitude, but people gave us that kind of leeway. Like, look at these guys. You know, they were like, fucking like we were some kind of like stars. All we're doing is writing, you know. But
no,
it was,
Rich, you always make everything so much bigger than it is. They're looking at us like stars, like we're the greatest people on the planet.
No.
I'm just a human. I bleed red like everybody else. It's like you don't have to go into like, you know, some kind of like faux, what's the...
faux pas?
No, when you're being like self-deprecating about, you know, I'm just a human. We're just writers.
That's it.
I don't know why everyone was bowing down. They threw out a red carpet for it. We're just writers.
Talking to the mic.
I'm gonna kill you. I swear to God.
So we No, I mean, it was cool. We got to go to the clubs, you know. And if I was so... Did you take the ink out of that old printer? The one you're throwing out?
Rich, focus. We don't need to do printer talk, okay?
Yeah, we're going to get to printer talk.
No, 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 no. Come on.
Yeah, we, yeah.
It's a real thing, Bonnie. It happened. We had some printer problems. We should let these people know.
The Oscars were cool. It was a lot of fun. I hung out with Vanessa.
Really insightful.
I hung out. Well, a couple nights. No, we went out to eat a couple of nights.
There's no like insight at all into the, I'll give some the Oscars.
Yeah. What do you want?
Like what? Like, no, I don't know. Well, I didn't write on them. I don't know.
I hung
know.
Out with a bunch of LA
I know
writers.
That you were treated like royalty.
I hung out with some LA writers.
I'm just a writer. I don't know why.
You know, the day of the Oscars, I mean, we had all access passes. We could go anywhere we wanted.
Modesty. Faux modesty. That's what it is.
We had all access passes. So when we got there and then, you know, the red carpet, then they come into the building and me and Rodney, a writer, Rodney, cool guy. We go. Let's go down by the red carpet. And we went in there and hung out. We took pictures. You know, and that's when DiCaprio walked in, and Kevin Hart, and I met that composer, John Williams.
Oh, yeah.
I met, you know, it was kind of cool. We hung in there, and then, you know, then I went back with Vanessa to take a picture of her out there. And some security guard goes, yeah. He's like, shut up.
Yeah, they're probably like saying to her, like, you need help, honey?
No.
Is this man bothering you?
No. And, you know, I took a picture for her. And, you know, I got two nice posters that are getting framed right now. One, the Oscar poster that I had from the last one. And I put my, you know, like my name tag in it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I put that in. Then I got the other poster where... This one was the Oscar one, whatever it said, I forget. We all deserve gold or something. They both said that, something like that. And the other one is Chris standing, you know, in it. You know, like the one they had on the on Hollywood, you know, that big poster.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when we were going to the hotel?
I'm saying yes. I don't know how much more you want to
remember. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I got that one. I made a poster and I put the ticket from the governor's ball in that one.
Oh, okay.
Because I had the ticket not even ripped from the governor's ball.
Oh, why is it not ripped?
Because they scanned it.
Oh.
And on the governor's ball ticket.
What, it says plus one?
No.
Oh.
It said, if you bought it, it said $1,500 a ticket. If you bought one.
Probably.
Who goes and buys a ticket for the governor's ball? I don't get it. Like, they're not open. You don't go to Ticketron and get a ticket for the governor's ball.
I have
ball.
No idea.
Who buys it and where do you buy it at?
I don't know. All I know is I didn't get to go.
I know. So I'm hanging out with the writers at the governor's ball. And we had a big table. And the food was unbelievable how good it was. You would think... It would be it's not banquet food. This
was
is
it all
fucking,
meat? No, I know.
No, there was a whole gigantic
isn't it Wolfgang
table.
Wolfgang Puck does it every
oh,
year.
Oh, really? There was a whole big table of sushi.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. A whole big table of sushi. Well, I said that without slurring.
Mm-hmm. You can say Japanese food.
There was a whole big table of Oriental food.
Richard.
No, sushi. And then they were delivering, I mean, desserts and mac and you know, and cheese and pot pies and, but everything tasted so fucking good. So then I saw Kevin Hart's manager and he was having a party. Kevin Hart, and I was talking to his manager who I've known forever, and we were talking about other things, and he looked great. It was nice talking to him. I go, yeah, Kevin. I know he's so busy, but I text him to go to the party and he didn't get back to me and. His manager said, well, if you want to go to the party, I'll just put you on the list, you and Bonnie. I said, all right. I go, put us on the list. I mean, I had to fly home the next morning. I had to get up at 4 and leave to the airport. And then I called Bonnie, and she didn't want to go.
That's not true.
I
Can
said
I
to
tell
Bonnie,
my side of the story?
Well, the whole idea of the night was we knew she couldn't go to the governor's ball. All, you know, she bought a gown saying, I want to go to a party. I want to go to a party.
No, 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 no. Stop it.
What?
Stop it. I knew I would be in town.
In town? What are you, from Fargo?
I knew that I would be in town because of my... No, I was doing the book signing thing, so...
Didn't we have an argument about the book in the car that I said you talk about a lot? Go ahead.
Yeah, you said, shut up about the book.
So I, go ahead. I got. I had tickets. I could have got us into a big Hollywood party.
Okay, listen. No. So what happened was, that's not true. Can I please tell my side of the story?
Yeah.
Because I feel like
you left the hotel that morning.
Okay, I left the hotel at 9 a.m. No, the thing is, we couldn't get back, Rich. We tried one point. It was packed. It was ridiculous. You couldn't get anywhere near the hotel. I told you that.
You could have parked and walked a couple blocks.
We were going to come back and go to the pool and hang out there.
You could have easily parked up off of...
No, the traffic. You couldn't even move in it. So, okay. So here's the thing. We leave at 9 a.m. You can't even get out of the hotel hardly. There's so much security and stuff. It's crazy. And I'm on my way to go do WTF, Mark Maron's. My friend has to come pick me up because can't get my car out. So I go meet her down the street, go to the Mark Maron thing. And afterwards, we go to her house because she lives sort of nearby there. And waiting to hear from you. This is still morning. This is still before noon. Waiting to hear from you.
You finished Mark Maron's podcast before noon.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I think it was at 10:30, and then, we were back at our place around noon. And then you called somewhere around that time, right when we got back, and said, I don't have a ticket. Bad news. There's no ticket for you to come to the Oscars or the Governor's Ball. So,
but did I know that the day before?
No, you told me that morning.
Oh, was there
because the night before it looked bad, but you weren't 100% sure. And so then we didn't know what to do, her and I. So we hung out at her place for a while. We tried to get back because we were going to come back and hang out at the hotel.
You could
and watch the Oscars at the hotel. I'm telling you, it was a nightmare. It was a nightmare. The traffic was a nightmare. Okay. So then we said, okay, fine. We'll just we're going to go to this bar and watch the Oscars. Then we're going to go to my friend's house and hang out there. We couldn't get the TV to work. I caught the Oscars on TV at this bar, and then
wait, whose friend's house couldn't you get the TV to work?
Lynn was staying at Todd Glass's house, and we couldn't get Todd Glass. He wasn't there. He was camping.
How would you not know how to get a TV to work?
We were crying. We were literally like,
I'm pretty sure Todd Glass's TV works.
Yes, but we couldn't get it. You can't get this one, and you've lived here for 10 years.
I know I can.
You texted me the minute you got home from L.A. Can you please tell me how to get this TV working?
No, how to get on demand.
Don't start with me.
I know how to get a TV going.
Take time out from dinner and go outside and text you how to get the TV to work.
I know how to get it to work. Go ahead.
You didn't know.
I just didn't know how to get on demand.
Whatever. But you're saying I should know how other people's TVs work. We had six remotes in front of us. We were trying to do it. We couldn't do it. So we just ordered food, and then we made a little get together with six people that we knew to meet us at this bar to just have drinks. You were going to the Governor's Ball. I was like, go have a good time, whatever. I'm on my way to the bar after I've planned. Now we've convinced people to come to this bar, and I'm on my way in an Uber when you call and you go, come back to the hotel.
No, you were in the bar drinking. You've been
No. We were in the Uber at that point. We were in the Uber at that point.
No way.
100%. And I hadn't even gotten to the bar, and you were like, you weren't like, what are you doing? Are you having fun? This is what's happening. Is this something?
No,
you were you just were like, get back to the hotel, put your dress on. You know, I was like, gross. I would have had to figure out a way to get back to the hotel, get showered, get my dress on, get my shoes on, whatever. It would have been a nightmare putting makeup on, doing my hair to go to a party. So I said, I'll go if Okay, but I said, I'll go like this. If I can go like this. And you were like, no. And then I was like, well, then I'm not going because I can't. It was too much. I can't believe. And then you were just so angry.
Yeah.
That I wouldn't turn around and dump my plans. And the thing is, I was just on call. You just wanted me to be on call to you.
You were supposed to be. Why do you think you went to L.A. with a gown?
Because if you had told me the night before that I was going to, or in that morning that I was going to go to the Governor's Ball, I would have done it. Or if that morning I said something about the
How would you got
thing
back?
And you go, he never texted me back.
Well, if you were going to go to the Governor's Ball after you did Mark Maron, how would you have got back to the hotel if you said you can't get back?
I would have fought my way back. But we didn't feel, we were like, I'm not sitting in this traffic for an hour.
All right. Well, I mean,
I was getting a girl to, you know, my friend to drive me around. You think she wanted to sit in that traffic? No, she didn't.
Well, I didn't want to go to the party anyhow. It was too late, and I had to leave at 4 a.m.
Well, then why'd you get so mad?
Well, I wanted to go when I first called. Well, by the time I picked you up, and then I drove to... Bonnie said, meet me at this bar.
Well, because I was not going to go to the party at that point.
And then when I go to the bar, I get there, and Bonnie goes, we're leaving. I go, what do you mean you're leaving?
No.
Yeah, she said, I'm in a car ready to leave.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know you were coming. Oh, that's when I was going to say, I'm going to go back to Lynn's. But then you were like, I'm almost there. So
well,
like,
then, so first of all,
but I didn't know you were coming back.
Well, okay, when I first called you, this is how it doesn't make sense. When I first called you, said, let's go to the party. You just said you were going to the bar.
Yes.
Okay, so then I said, you said, come meet me. Then I'm coming to meet you, and you go, I'm leaving. That was within an hour. Within an hour. So you got all those friends together just for an hour?
Well, whatever it was. I think it was longer than that, but fine. Yes.
No.
Yeah. Stop.
You were leaving with DeRosa.
No, I wasn't.
Because he was leaving.
So I was saying goodbye to him. It was my friend Lynn. I had to put her in an Uber. She had to go home.
Yeah, but you said you were leaving.
She was a little... But well, because my friend Lynn was leaving then.
So where were you going to go?
I was either going to go with Lynn back to her place or go back to the hotel.
Well, whatever. Then I picked her up and we had coffee with DeRosa.
But it was the anger of it, like you just being so angry.
I was very
angry.
Getting
your way. You don't see my point at all on that?
This isn't about seeing points, this podcast. We don't sit here and go, did you see my point? Did I see your point? We're not sitting here seeing points.
Why
we're telling stories. We're
I know, but you're always mad at me.
I'm not always
like, not
mad
my
at
fault.
Me. I'm not always mad at you. I was mad that night that we could have went to a big Hollywood party.
Well, on their way back, we passed the W. I said, let's go in now. And you were like, I don't know if we're on the list. That's what you said to me. You go, I'm not sure we're on the list.
No, you
would have made me go all the way back and put my dress on, then we would have went in there and you wouldn't have been.
I would have got us in. I would have texted his manager and said, we're here. But I didn't pursue it because you don't want to go. And all I had to do was get there and say,
yeah, I didn't want to put on a gown.
All I had to do was say, tell Kevin Hart that Rich Voss is here, and then we would have got in. Okay. So I called Bennington Show today. I plugged your book again.
You could stop doing that. I'm sick of it already.
What, the book?
Plugging it and all the... I'm excited about it and I'm happy and it's like thrilling, all that stuff. But I feel bad that I'm just constantly...
Why? What did you do with your Star Ledger? Did you save it?
Yeah.
You know all your pictures upstairs and your clippings from when you were a kid that were scattered all over the dresser?
Yeah.
I put them in a photo album because they would have just ripped up or just got lost in your...
Once again, why are you angry?
Because how you
like,
do things.
You should be like, I did this for you, and I'm saying thank you.
Yeah, but then, you had those up there for 2 months. Don't you think you should have put them away 2 months ago?
I don't give a shit about stuff like that.
Oh, really? Your pictures of you when you were young?
I don't care that much about it, obviously.
And clippings when you were in high school and you won a drama thing or something, mm-hmm. some contest.
Mm-hmm.
You were a real geek. Man, you were ugly. And your stupid boyfriend, it looks like he was on Chips or something. With
Which
a dark
boyfriend?
I know, some guy, he was wearing a tux or something you were with.
That's probably some guy in the drama department, not like...
No, I don't know, but you look like...
Department. This is like...
You were going on a date or something. You look like, Eric Estrada or something. Do you want me to go find
a prom?
Probably your prom, yeah.
Did I have like a mohawk, a faux hawk kind of thing? No, don't go get it. Just
why? I'll take a picture of it and send it out on Twitter. What?
Well, who cares?
Everybody. Everybody wants to see you at your prom. The night you gave up your... Did you go to your prom on your motorcycle?
No.
No.
I didn't have a motorcycle yet. I didn't have it till after high school.
Oh.
Okay, college. And that's another thing. Why didn't I put that story in the book? Like, so many things I forgot. My friend Lynn told me when we were at the LA book signing, I was doing the in conversation, with Nikki Glaser. Mm-hmm. Don't close your eyes because this part isn't about you. Oh, are you going to talk about your book again?
You just said you were tired of it. You just jumped right
in. I know,
into
but
it.
This is a different story. This is like,
go ahead.
Forget it.
Tell the one story you told me. It's funny. Tell me the one story about the party. Or
yeah, so we went. So I got a TV show, and then that producer, I think, was also doing Buffy the Vampire Slayer at the time. And then, so we went to her house for some big Hollywood party. And this is how dumb I was, because there was valet. There was valet, and there was like tables out, and it was catered, and there was waiters and stuff. I was like, is this a restaurant? I didn't know if it was a restaurant or a house. And it was a house. And then I was, you know, mingling, and there was this older guy came up and started talking to my friend Lynn and I. And he was like talking about how he wanted to get back into stand up. And I was like, really, like, eye rolly. I didn't want to, I was like, I didn't want to deal with him. But Lynn was being really nice to him. She was like, well, like, is there an open mic near your house maybe you could go to? Or like, where did you leave off with it? She was really like asking him questions about it and if you could get back into it. And I was kind of like, in my head, I was like, you're too old. And then when we were driving home, I was like, he wants to do what I'm doing. What a jerk. I don't know. I was just kind of mean about him. And the next day, my manager called and was like, why were you talking to Larry David for so long? But he must have been doing that to fuck with us.
What?
Saying, like, you wanted to get back into stand-up and stuff. You know? And I was just like, oh, my God. Let it go,
buddy. Well, didn't you audition for him on his show?
Yeah, a couple times.
Did he know who you were from the party? Did he remember that you
I told him the story, but I don't think he remembered. Or he didn't say. Also, his wife, I think, I met her and I told her the story and she was kind of like rude about it. Like, didn't like me.
Why was she rude about it? It's a funny story.
I don't know.
Well, a lot of people don't like you, but that's not a reason not to like you, right?
Well, I don't come across great in the story. But why didn't Lynn tell me that story? Remind me that story. I could have put it in the book.
I don't know.
So many. There's a lot of stories I didn't get in there.
Did you put in about the piano player at the party?
No, because that whole chapter got taken out.
Why? Because it names?
No, just they said it didn't flow. So like the Nathan Fillion, like some of my best stories. Oh,
your boyfriend Nathan Fillion? How long did you go out with him for?
Not very long.
Yeah, just enough to...
Well, I mean, we didn't have sex or anything for like 11 dates.
11 days or
dates?
Get the hell out of here.
I swear to God, I was like, is this guy ever going to...
11 dates.
Yeah, a long time.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, he wasn't as aggressive as you.
I was aggressive?
Yes. You went down on me in the car when we the first time we met.
Whose fault? Is that my fault or your fault?
That's aggressive.
It's not aggressive. I just want to see if I can get under the dash, if I could fit. Whatever.
What's that mean?
Like if I could do it.
If you could do what?
Go down on you in a car.
Oh, is this like a thing in your head, like a dare?
I want to see.
Rich, I double dare you.
I want to see if I could be like a contortionist, you know. What's the word?
Contortionist?
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
There you have it. All right, look, we're going to have to wrap this up.
Oh,
we're at 43.
Well, I just really do have so much to do.
I got to work out. I got to go to the gym for like a half an hour.
Well, then.
And we have to start
important
House of Cards tonight. We got to catch up on Better Call Saul.
Here comes the lists.
OJ.
I know you were like, he hasn't done any listing yet. But
Vinyl, there's so many shows out there.
We're backed up.
Last night we watched...
What? No one gives a shit. No one cares what we watched.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
They do. They want to see if we're like them.
Do you know what your problem is? You've never listened to a podcast.
No,
you've never one time ever listened to a podcast. So you have no idea.
I know.
You don't know.
I listened to Marin a couple times. I listened to
yours. You listened to your own.
I never listened to mine. Never once. Ooh, that would be... I couldn't do it. I listened to when he interviewed Dice and Kevin Hart, because my name was brought up in both of them.
So I guess you'll listen to mine. Because yeah. I was talking about you and he said, do you have, what's it called again?
Stockholm Syndrome?
Yeah. He goes, do you have Stockholm Syndrome?
Oh, brother. Oh.
It's like he doesn't realize, like, you do force me to talk about you. It's like in a contract.
I've never forced you.
I know, like, but if I want you to listen to anything I've done, I have to.
Are you crazy? I've sat and watched you do comedy a million times. It has nothing to do with me. I'm interested in what you do. I like your creative process. Why do you think I let you rewrite my bio today? Because I love your creative process.
You're such a jerk.
Okay, I think you kind of, though, you kind of fell off a little on my bio. I don't think you,
Why? Anytime I've ever tried to be funny or witty with anything I've written for you, you've like, why you do that?
I don't think you wrote it like it was yours.
Yeah, no, of course I didn't, because mine would be funny.
Oh, really? You're going to clean out your ears with your pinky finger? Is that what you're going to do? That's disgusting. Then sit at the table?
I just scratched my inner ear.
All right, well, listen, I'm doing private shows this week. Let me see. Then where am I at next week? I think I'm at McGoobie's in...
That's a good place.
Oh, is it? Mm-hmm. Is that one of your favorite clubs?
Well, I only do two.
You only do two clubs? yeah.
No, because McGoobie's is like, I can drive there.
March 17th, 18th, and 19th, I will be at McGoobie's.
Get McGoobie's in Baltimore, give me
or outside of Baltimore. 17th, 18th, and 19th. And then the following week, I'm going out to Cali, Northern Cali, to do a 12-step program show. And then go to my website. I got a bunch of other dates. I got some stuff open. I'm so tired of this. Whatever. But I'll be at McGoobie's this weekend. I'm doing some private stuff. So there you have it, folks. There you have it. I'm going to right now write to a club owner and curse him out right now. I won't curse him out, but I'm doing a private in somewhere on Thursday.
Do I need to be here for this?
Yes.
Or can you just pretend you're talking
to me? No, tell me what I should do. I'm doing a private on Thursday, right?
Yes.
Somewhere.
Yes.
So I don't want to say where. And I don't
yes.
want to. So I write to this club owner, hey, I'm available the Friday, Saturday.
Yes.
I'll be there anyhow. And he goes, well, let me see what I have, this and that. And he went over dates. And then he just never got back to me. Like, I wrote to him, I said...
Can you say, circling back to find out?
Well, I already booked something for the Saturday. Now I'm coming home. I would have stayed out there. I'm flying home. I'm going in.
I don't get what... You don't need any information then from me. I got to go.
No,
thanks,
but what
guys.
I mean, isn't it weird or rude that you're having a conversation with somebody and then they just don't get back to you?
They ghost you.
Is that what's it called? Ghost you?
Ghosting.
What does that mean?
What do you think it means?
They disappear.
Oh, my God.
So?
You thought about it for a second and you came up with the answer.
So?
You could do that on so many things.
But what?
Do you know that?
Should I write back to him and go, I can't, what happened?
So,
we had a rapport going. We were talking and then you just left me hanging. Why do people do that? I don't get
no,
it.
No, see, that's the thing that you do that people don't like when you like force them. If somebody wrote to me and said, I would be like,
well,
my
no.
God, what a fucking dick.
No, I didn't say anything negative.
Said I'm going to. You just told me that.
No, I said, should I?
No.
Shouldn't I say, hey, what happened? Why did you just stop?
No, because people don't like that person. If people do that to me, I go, I'm fucking busy. That's why, you douchebag. And guess what? I'm not doing anything with you now. There's a certain way to do it.
But obviously,
there's a certain way to do it, you pterodactyl hands. You say...
it's too late now. It's over.
Okay, then you don't need to say anything. Then it's moot. You don't need to get in a fight with anybody. You
I'm
know what I almost
fight.
Wrote on your bio?
What?
But then I changed it because it was so stupid.
What?
I was like, destroys comedy clubs across the country and most of the bridges leading to them.
What? Is that what you said?
No, I didn't put it in because you're sensitive to...
I would have put that in.
No, people wouldn't have got it.
But I didn't do anything wrong. I just,
it doesn't matter. Oh, look, think, nobody said you did anything wrong.
Wouldn't it have been nice if he wrote, hey, nothing
you
came up?
You can't control somebody else.
But I would never leave somebody hanging like that.
All right, let it go. Jesus, what are you, 4 years old?
No,
let
I'm responsible.
Go. No, you're not.
I'm not
OCD.
Responsible?
No, you're hanging on to weird shit.
No, I'm not responsible.
Either write him back and say, hey, I'm, you know... I have this date open to do.
I don't have it open.
Then you don't have any reason to contact him.
Oh, but I'm saying...
No, because what will it get you to email him and be like, hey, guess what? I don't need you now. I just want you to know
you're a dick. No, because I already booked my flight home.
Yeah, I already booked my flight home. So this email can solve zero, nothing.
I'm not sending an email. I'm asking... Why
or
are
if
people
you call them up, whatever it is you're going to do, there's no good can come of it.
I'm not doing anything.
Unless you wrote like, hey, maybe next time or something. But you're not going to.
Why would I write that? Because he never got back to me. If he wrote to me and said, hey, nothing came up, then I would say, oh, thanks for trying. Maybe next time. That's exactly what I would say.
Unfortunately, you can't go to his house and break into his computer and send yourself that nice little email that you want. You can't do it.
It's not an email when you're talking with people.
I understand that you don't like it, but let it go.
I did let it go. I'm talking about it.
Goodbye.
Raina, come here. Let me talk to you.
No, come on.
Don't tell me to shut it down.
Shut it down. I got 1,000 things.
Don't you want to plug anything?
No.
You don't want to plug? Where can you get your book?
I don't give a shit.
At Amazon. But go to... what are you drinking? All right. Raina,
do you want these?
All right. I got to go. Listen, anyhow...
Do you have to go there, sweetheart?
Yeah, I got to go.
You got to go.
You call me sweet tits? Raina, come here. You think that's funny?
No.
What? I'm going to wrap it up. I'm going to wrap it up right now. God. Rainy, you want to talk for a few on the podcast? People, without being like a little kid?
Hello.
No, talk regular.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good.
Did you miss Mommy and Daddy when we were in Los Angeles?
I mean, I missed Mommy, but you were like,
Really? Is that how you feel? Huh? Why are you making faces? People can't see your faces on a podcast. Huh? What are you doing? Are you blinking? What's been going on with your life? Tell me. Seriously. We haven't talked in a while. What kind of dog did you want?
A Yorkie.
What's it called?
Yorkie.
You know they have Yorkie rescues.
I know.
Huh?
I know.
But who would get rid of a Yorkie? Like, aren't they expensive dogs? What's that?
I don't know.
Don't mess with that. Just put the mic by your mouth. What I would like to know is, okay, how you're doing in school. All right, beat it. This is going nowhere with you.
Okay, I'm doing very good in school.
What's your favorite course in class in school?
You guys, this is so painful to hear.
Yeah, it really
it's
is.
So painful.
What?
To.
It's not painful because she's trying to fix her mic.
You know how to talk to your own child.
I do know how to talk to her. I don't know how to interview her. I don't interview 8-year-olds that much. All right, Raina, come here. I'll interview you.
Oh my God, just let the people go.
No,
please.
Let the people go. What are you, Pharaoh's wife? All right, sit down. I'll interview you. Just a quick interview, a 2-minute interview. All right, goodbye. Listen, folks, come to Magoobies. It's not the worst podcast. Goodbye.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.